A state fiscal oversight agency said yesterday that Florida's experiment in Medicaid reform has not proven it can save money, has not improved medical care for patients, and has not given patients more choices. Because of that, the Office of Program Policy Analysis and Government Accountability says Governor Charlie Crist and the state legislature should not expand the reform beyond its experimental population of 200,000 adults and children in Broward County and in the Jacksonville area. According to the Fort Lauderdale Sun-Sentinel, the agency's final report on the pilot program found no area in which the experiment had prospered as former Governor Jeb Bush had hoped when he proposed the plan years ago. The report also says that the experiment has cost $37 million so far, but has delivered no information on Medicaid savings. Laura Goodhue is the executive director with Florida Chain, the Community Health Action Information Network. The organization has said for years that the reform pilot plan hasn't been helping consumers and, in fact, may be hurting them.
The recommendation by OPAGA today is something that advocates, providers, and Medicaid beneficiaries have been saying for a while, that we don't have the data that proves that this form of Medicaid reform is working, either for the taxpayers or the Medicaid consumers themselves. And so, the report looks at several things, and it basically just reiterates that we don't have the data. We're not sure that we're going to have the data anytime soon that says that Medicaid consumers are getting more quality care, or that it's a more effective system. And so, much like the nation's health care system overall, Florida's Medicaid does need an overhaul. It does need reform, but certainly the advocacy community doesn't feel that this has been the right answer for Medicaid beneficiaries or the taxpayers.
So
we need to look at it. We need to look at different models.
Let me ask you that, Laura. You have said that in the past, your organization has said that this reform pilot has actually created new problems of its own. Can you talk about that?
Well, there's been a lack of accountability. What we see with Medicaid reform is that it's not transparent. We don't see what services are being offered to the beneficiaries at what cost savings. If we're going to be funneling taxpayer monies directly to HMOs to better manage care for the young and the disabled and the very low income, we should at least be able to see where that money is going and see that it is a more effective program, and we just haven't seen that.
Now, and you also have questioned, we hear this all the time. We certainly hear it now with the discussion about health care and maybe nationalizing health care, that Medicaid spending has really been out of control for many years now. Are you saying, or your organization has said in the past, that maybe that's been a little overrated down here?
I think when people talk about the Medicaid percentage of the state budget, they often include the federal matching dollars. We have a temporary increase right now through the stimulus package and the federal dollars that are being funneled through Medicaid. So it's really only around 11-12% of the state budget, which is certainly a big percentage, and it is a big part of state spending, but it's not as inflated as others would have have you think. When you talk about the investment, it's actually a very good, wise investment for the state in our low-income. We're really talking about children, disabled, elderly people that depend upon the safety net that is Medicaid, because you get the federal dollars at a higher match rate. And so when people say that spending is spiraling out of control, it's often disingenuous and doesn't really look at what a good investment Medicaid is from the matching dollar standpoint.